Hello, my name's Roger Watson, and I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an Editor-in-Chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the JAN podcast of 14th of November 2015. In a previous podcast, I covered some of the issues around reviewing papers for scientific journals. I covered the different systems of review from single-blind, double-blind through to open. I tend to be quite biased in favour of open review, although very few journals use it, PLOS One and BMC being notable examples, because I think it protects people from the adverse comments that can sometimes be made under the cloak of anonymity. And I have to say that when I review on an open review system, it does actually make me think very carefully about my reviews, and hopefully I transfer that into the reviews that I do when I do them blind. And I thought it was quite a good system, and I have to say that we thought about implementing that for my other journal, Nursing Open, but decided against it. However, there was a case earlier this year which made it onto Twitter about a very sexist comment made by a reviewer, a male reviewer, about a female author. And in the Nature podcast of the week beginning 9th of November 2015, this was covered. And I'm going to play a clip from that, and I'm not going to make any comment on it, but I think it does make me think very carefully about whether open review is such a good idea. The only comment I would make at this point is that this is only one incident. It's a terrible incident, it's quite shocking in fact. I know that the reviewer was discontinued and also the editor who dealt with the review, who should have edited out those comments or never passed them on, and I think the paper was eventually accepted. But nevertheless, it's a shocking example, but I'm just wondering whether this should make us change our views, or at least make me change my views about open review. I'll play the clip and then you can think about it yourself.
Earlier this year, Fiona Ingleby, who's a social scientist at Sussex University, had a paper rejected from the journal PLOS One. Not exactly big news by itself, this happens to researchers all the time, but the comments from one of the reviewers surprised Fiona. He suggested that
it would probably also be beneficial to find one or two male biologists to work with.
And that
it might well be that on average men publish in better journals due to marginally better health and stamina.
All this in the peer reviewer's official comments to the journal. Subsequently, the paper was rejected. Fiona was exasperated. She appealed the decision and then did something she hadn't really done much before. She took to Twitter.
Shocking reviewer comments received for our manuscript on gender differences in PhD postdoc transition. Journal has been given 3 weeks so far to respond to our appeal. If there was ever an argument for double-blind peer review...
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.